We will kick off our post-qualifying Bush Poll Award qualifying press conference with the driver of the number 22 Pennzoil Ford, and that is Joey Logano. And we will open it up right to questions for Joey, who is starting second in Sunday's race. Please raise your hand, and we will get a mic to you. Start with Jeff here in the front.
Jeff Gluck from JeffGluck.com. So were you pleased with your speed today? Does this come as a surprise at all to you based on your recent results or anything?
Yeah, it's encouraging, that's for sure. Pleased with the speed. Wish it was a few thousandths quicker. but outside of that, I think just the way we unloaded the car drove pretty good in qualifying trim. And like I said on TV a minute ago, we're in qualifying trim all day. So what it's going to be like tomorrow is still an unknown, but at least we show good signs of speed. So I'm excited about that. Hopefully it transfers over, like I said, and we'll work on it some more tomorrow. But car feels comfortable and fast. So, if it's like that in race trim, we'll be real racy and be able to move around the racetrack and do a lot of really good things. So I'm hoping that's the case. Sometimes you have a fast, uncomfortable car, but for it to be comfortable and have decent speed makes me pretty optimistic about tomorrow and Sunday. So, we got good track position to start. We'll have a good pit stall. And that should help us throughout the race, and hopefully we can win this thing.
Bob, and then Reed.
Bob Pockris, ESPN. Are you glad you didn't pick your face as an emoji? And what do you think about all these?
Is the Ryan Blaney one, I should ask him, but is that supposed to be him, or is it supposed to be somebody else?
It's
supposed to be him? Ooh. They missed it. They missed it a little. I mean, he looks really cool, though. I mean, the whole thing looks a mustache and all. It looks like a VA, right? But, I'm okay with it. The steering wheel thing's kind of, that's kind of my thing, so. Good job, jerk. But anyways, that's kind of why we went that way, I guess.
And we're also joined by the Bush Poll Award winner for Sunday's South Point 400, and that is the driver on the number 20 DeWalt Toyota, Eric Jones. So if you have a question for Eric or Joey, feel free to raise your hand. We'll get a mic to you. We'll go to Reed.
Reed Spencer, NASCAR Wire Service. Joey, with Brad winning the last two races, you putting on this performance here, have you guys found something over the last month or so?
If they did, they didn't tell me. I think it's just you're constantly trying to find stuff, right? And you're constantly trying to catch up. We've kind of been playing the catch-up game for the last, year and a half, 2 years. So, it's nice to see that see a little light at the end of the tunnel and we're climbing our way back up to the top of that mountain. So, like I said, I'm encouraged by it. I'm cautiously encouraged, I guess, on what it really can be. But like I said, it's a good start and catching some of those cars, in particular the big three. But you look at the few cars that qualified up front here today is, cars that are typically aren't considered in those ones. So I feel like the field's pretty close. And like I said, I feel comfortable about my car. So, I think the Penske cars are all fairly quick. And we'll work on it some more tomorrow.
Any more questions for Joey? If not, we'll cut him loose. Once, twice. I'm sorry, Holly.
Well, this could be for either one of you. Holly Kane with the NASCAR Wire Service. Are you surprised, or is this what we should expect, having so many of the playoff drivers in the top 12 today and frankly in the top 20? Is this what we expect here going forward?
Yeah. I mean, the cars that are in the playoffs are the best cars in the field. So you'd expect them to qualify up front. They're going to run up front. They're going to win a lot of races. It's going to be really odd to see a non-playoff car win a race in his next 10 races. It shouldn't happen because, you think about the effort that the teams will put in, and if one car is in and all the effort normally goes towards the car that's in the playoffs. So it would be very surprising to see a non-playoff car be very fast right now. Not to say it can't happen, but that would be surprising to me. Seeing all the playoff cars up front makes sense.
Any final questions for Joey? All right. Congratulations, cool. Joey. Thank you.
Thanks, guys.